Well, we feel our sufficiency is only in the Lord, and we just trust the Lord will inspire our hearts with something from the Word of God this morning. The Lord's been inspiring me with some thoughts that I feel like He gave me for this about building. In 1 Corinthians 3, maybe we'll start there and read 10 through 14. 1 Corinthians 3 and 10, it says, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." You know, this morning I feel like that's the little phrase that the Lord gave me to start this with. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. You know, this morning, we're all traveling through life, and especially the younger ones are just building some things that some that have been in been along the way a little farther have already built. But there are some things being built into our lives. And you know, this morning I asked the Lord to help us this morning that we can grasp a hold of how crucial it is that what we build is built right. You know, the scripture here tells us to begin with that Paul said here, "I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon." It talks about other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ, Jesus Christ. You know, this morning, people build their lives on a lot of things, but those foundations that are not built upon the Lord, I believe we're going to see them tested by fire. We're going to see our lives and what we've built our lives on, it's going to be tested. At the end, it's going to be tested by fire. But I don't believe it's just going to be at the end. There's going to be tests all along the way that's going to test us and cause us to find out what kind of building that we have. You know, this morning I thought about the Ecclesiastes 3, where it says there is a time to break down and a time to build up. Now, we had revival meeting, and we hope that during that time that we examine ourselves, that we look to the Lord, that we make sure things are where they are supposed to be. But this morning, I'm thinking about building a structure, a life that glorifies God and that brings about good fruit in it. I was thinking about different things that are built and the way they're done. I thought about, I've been a carpenter in my life, and you know, there's a lot of times you go in and somebody wants a new kitchen. But you know, there's some work that has to be done before you can begin to build. The old cabinets have to come out. There's some things that has to be prepared. They want new wiring, maybe. They want new plugs in some places. They want new sheetrock, and they want things to look clean and nice and to be straight and ready for the new cabinets. You know, this morning, I want to talk to us about building. I want to talk to us about some things that we want to put into our lives that I believe if we will build in the way God wants us to build, we'll have something. we'll have something valuable. We live in this body. We live in this life. We live in this place. The things that we build into our lives, we have to live with. The character traits that we have, the things that we put into our life. Children, I want to tell you something this morning. The things that you're building into your life, you're going to have to live with those things. If we become honest, solid, hardworking people that honor the Lord, you know, you're going to be able to live with that, and you're going to be happy in that. But you know, people build their lives in all kinds of ways this morning. Some people don't build their lives on the Lord, and they have to live with that. Some people build their lives in dishonesty and all kinds of treachery, and they have to live with that. They have to live with who they are. They have to live with the consequences of that all their life. But you know, Paul tells us here that there is no foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus this morning. That is the foundation. If we want a life that will stand the test of not only eternity's fire, but stand the test of life and have something valuable as we go through life, then we need to build it on the foundation, which is the Lord. We need to start there. We don't start from where we're at. We don't start from where we're at right now if we're not saved. We don't just start doing better. We don't just start, I think I need to be a better person. I need to be more honest. That is a good desire. But I will tell you something today. We have to do some tearing down. And there's a time to tear out, and there's a time to build. And this morning, I want to challenge us. If we have places in our life, before we can build, we need to make sure that we're ready to build. If we have things that we need to make right, if we have things in our life that are somehow wrong, there may be dishonest, maybe ugly or wrong in some other way. You know what the Lord wants us to do? He wants us to go back and take those things out and apologize and repent to the Lord. And then we're down, then we get down to the foundation, which is Christ. And we can begin to build something that we can respect, that God can respect, and that other people can respect. And we all desire that. We all want that. You know, the Lord wants us this morning to build. He wants us to build something in our lives by the grace of God that through life it's going to mean something good. I was thinking about some of the things that I've seen built. The school over here. We've been using that for over 25 years. And I never cease to marvel at how little maintenance there is compared to what there could be. After 25 years, everything could just be falling apart. And it took some maintenance, quite a bit of maintenance along the way. But you know, I always, every year, I have to remember Brother Bob Salee. Because I can't forget. I see those sturdy doors that he put in. And I remember the conversations. What kind of doors are we going to put in? He wanted to put in good, solid steel doors. The right kind. The commercial kind. And here we are 25 years later. We've been living in that building. We've been enjoying that building. There's been a lot of abuse and use of that building. But you know, we enjoy that all the time. We go in that gym and we enjoy that area. We just enjoy the things that are there. The cabinets, I remember when he built the cabinets. If anything was ever overkill, maybe that was. You know, you can build a good solid set of cabinets without dowels and all that. But Bob took the time, him and Dan, and they doweled those face frames together. And you know, I haven't seen a one of them come apart. in all these years that I know of, all of those face frames have held solid. They're still there. We are still reaping the benefit that somebody put something solid into that building. And you know, it could be so different. We could be replacing doors all the time. All the time having to do things that the plumbing could be less than quality. But it's quality because somebody built something that was good and right. I was thinking about... I will tell you, there's one little area of the school that didn't, and it wasn't Bob's fault, but it didn't quite make the grade. And you know, we messed with that for 20-something years before it finally got torn out, fixed right, and now it's nice. We enjoy it, and we'll enjoy it from now on, I suppose. But you know, those things come... We couldn't fix it because it was just put in wrong. Young people, this morning, I want to challenge you. Build your life in such a way that 25 years from now, you can still reap and enjoy the benefits of what you have. I'm going to bring a couple other illustrations that might seem almost out of place. But I was thinking about a rabbit. Now, we've had a lot of wild rabbits start proliferating around our place. And there's something about the dogs that... There's something about rabbits that just really get them moving. And there's something about it. But you know what? God built those rabbits. You know, those rabbits didn't just happen and evolve. I don't believe that. The Lord designed them. He built them. That's what He did. He built them. And He put on them legs that can move fast. He made them where they can move sideways all of a sudden. And they can evade the dogs pretty good. The Lord made them that way. The Lord knew that they were going to be out in the grass. And the Lord knew that the animals... the dogs and such were going to be really intrigued with them. You know, I've been amazed at turtles too. They have a shell. The Lord knew the turtles are going to be moving real slow. If they're not pretty well protected, there isn't going to be any turtles. But we had one around our house that we had, I don't know how many years. The boys, one of them, I think Matthew, painted this turtle. And we saw him around there for years. But you know what? God built that turtle. He put a shell on him to protect him. If he didn't have that, if that rabbit didn't have those legs and that agility that he's got, you know, they wouldn't exist. They wouldn't be able to make it. I want to tell you something this morning. There's a lot of people in this world that aren't making it. There's a lot of people in this world that God was not able to build into their lives what He wanted to. And on down the way, a little ways, the dogs came after them and got them. And this morning, young folks, I want to put you to a challenge. Build some things into your character and let God do that and recognize there's some things I need in my life that are going to be critical in a few years. Because if I don't have that, it's going to be real rough. The scripture we read there, it says, every man's work shall be made manifest. You know, our work, what we've put into our life, the years start coming through. The years start passing. Yes, for you too. The years are going to pass. If you live a while. And you know what? It's going to be manifest. It's going to be made plain what you've put into your life. And what kind of things you put in. For the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If we will allow the Lord, He will make things in our life. He'll build some things into our life in such a way. that we can escape the tempter's snare, that we can get away from those things, that we can live in and enjoy a measure of safety because of those things this morning. The word try, it means to test or examine, to prove or approve, discern. I want to talk a little bit about honesty this morning. I just feel like the Lord wants us to do this. And I want to ask us today, you know, we live in a world where there's every kind of person. And after a few years and a few fires and a few trials, we learn kind of who each other, we learn what we're like, don't we? You know, I want to urge us to allow the Lord to build into our lives real, total honesty. You know, people that don't deal with true, complete honesty, you know, it hurts their life in every way. It hurts them all the way. And many times they don't know in what ways it's hurting them. But this morning, honesty is something the Lord wants us to build into our life. You know what it's like for people to believe you? Because they know they can believe you. The Lord wants us to build a measure of honesty into our life. You know, some people are given to telling stories. And I'm not thinking of anybody here. Didn't even think of it. Some people are given to telling stories. And they color them in ways that's not really honest. It wasn't really the way it happened. You know what the Lord wants us to do? He wants us to stop right there and say, you know what? It wasn't quite that dramatic. Just straighten it up. Straighten it up with man. Apologize. Straighten it up with the Lord. And keep things right with the Lord. Young folks, I want to tell you something. Keep things honest. It's the only way God can deal with your soul. There's some things that we need in our life. We need the Lord to approve of our life. You know the blessing of the Lord? What's the scripture say about the blessing of the Lord? It maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it or to it. You know what? What would be the opposite of that? When we don't have the blessing of the Lord? You know the Lord can't bless us if we're not honest. This morning, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And so I want to encourage us that if we need to go back and tear some things out, it'll be a great blessing to us. Tear them out. Tear them out. Go back and say, look, it wasn't quite that way. And I'm sorry. And then make it right with the Lord. You need to repent of those things. We don't go on and build our life without repenting of things in the past. We don't say, well, I want the Lord to help us here this morning. Because I will tell you, this is bedrock right here. If we do not build this into our life, we will suffer. Our family will suffer. Our blessing that we want from the Lord will suffer. We'll want that, but it won't be there because God can't bless that. He's looking for a real honesty from within. And so sometimes we have to go back and tear some things out, make some wrongs right, and go from there. This morning, think of it this way. If we have built us a house, and we all are, we're building us a house. We're the temple of the Lord. This body, the Lord wants to dwell here and will dwell here if we will allow Him to, if we'll seek Him for it. But you know, when we have a hole in the wall of a house, all kinds of things will come in. All kinds of things will enter in that hole. The weather will come in. We'll be cold when other people are warm. We'll be fighting all kinds of infestations of things and birds and everything else coming in there when other people don't have to do that. You know, this morning, I want to challenge you, all of us this morning, build some things into our life that we can live with and live in the rest of our life and be happy with. Now, we might think, and I'm going to speak especially to the children this morning a little bit here on this, we might think it doesn't matter so much. You know, I'll get saved at the next meeting. I want to tell you something. You build a character that people cannot believe you, and you are going to suffer. When you want a raise in on your job, when you want a promotion, when you're tired of sweeping the floor, and you're telling the boss, why do you promote all these other people and you don't ever promote me? You know, he's going to be thinking, if you would quit being dishonest with your time, I could trust you in some of those places. If you would not lie to me, I could trust you with the register. There's all kinds of things that we never think of in many areas in our life. I want to tell you something. When you get into life and you're married and all those things, you know how critically important it is for us to be able to trust one another? You know how much hinges on that? You know how much happiness hinges on that? A lot. A lot. Build character into your life that you can live with. Build character into your life that people will respect and that you can respect and that God will approve. And when we do that, I believe we'll find a special blessing that people that have big holes in their walls can't have. There's something good about it. And maybe we see it as something, I couldn't be that honest. I want to tell you something. There's something really good about it. And we need to see it for that. Lord, teach us your ways. Help us to walk honestly, as the scripture says, as in the day. You know, the old wise man, what did he say? A good name is rather to be chosen than what? Than great riches? That's what the wise man said. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. You know what? Well, we might say, well, I would do that. If it was considering great riches, oh no. If we wouldn't be faithful in the little things, we certainly wouldn't be faithful in the big things. Build some character into our lives this morning. Character, honesty with God. When the Lord comes along and deals with us, I found that not everybody is honest with God. Not everybody lets the Lord talk to them and deals uprightly with the Lord. But you want the blessing of the Lord? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And I believe that. It doesn't mean we're not going to have any earthly troubles. But I want to tell you something. There's no sorrow of the world. There's not this thing of, oh, why did I do that? Now I'm caught. Now I don't know how I won't get out of this. I'm in trouble. You know what? There's no sorrow like that with the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. It only adds. It only gets greater. It only gets worth more. The things that are really valuable in life, it adds to that. It's worthwhile. This morning, in Hebrews 13 and 8, you know, the writer here says, I may have the wrong place, but pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. 13 and 18, okay. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. You know what a blessing it is? I know I'm talking to people here that many have a good conscience. And so we enjoy those blessings from the Lord and we thank God for it. But young folks, I want to tell you something. If you don't live honestly in all things, not most things, because that won't get it. If you tell somebody the truth 75%, 95%, 99% of the time, but you only lie 1% of the time, Well, they're not going to believe you. They don't know when you're telling the truth and when you're not. There's no way to know. You know what? There's a lot of critical issues. Build into your life. You are building something. Did you know that? You are building a house that you are going to have to live in the rest of your life. What's it look like? You building a big hole in the side? Or are you building it nicely built? Are you building it like God would have it? You got your rabbit legs, you got your turtle shell, whatever, however God made you. You got on what God wants you to have. That's what the Lord wants to give us. Build, build, build according to the things that God has given us to put into our life. Put character in your life. You don't have character in your life, I want to tell you something. What's the scripture say? A man, an unfaithful man, let's see, is like a foot out of joint. How does the scripture go? Anyway, there are several scriptures in Proverbs about those kind of things that, you know, the Lord wants us to be faithful people. A little sorry. I want to dwell a little longer on this issue. Do you know that just to go back after we've done a lot of damage and we've done dishonest things, and we go back and we say, I'm sorry. And we go on. Does that really fix the problem? You know what? There's some more to it than that. There is more to it than that. Mourn. Mourn for the wrong that we have done, if we have done wrong. Mourn it. Wish we hadn't have done it. Beg God to help us never again. Change our way. Young folks, put into your life some things that are valuable. Build a life that means something. Build a life you can respect. You want God's blessing, build a life He can respect. And allow Him. He pricks us our heart, doesn't He? Listen to it. Be honest with it. Don't cut ourselves any slack. I'm scared to cut myself slack. When the Lord deals with my heart and says, you need to go back to them about whatever. You know, I like to say, Lord, okay, I want you to help me to know. I want to be completely honest here. We want to build a strong wall that the enemy cannot come through. You know, there's something about an opening for the enemy. I researched one time and did a little study on when I was in high school. I did a study on the Battle of Britain and how the German army pounded them, the Air Force, night after night after night, sometimes 1,000 planes in one night, many nights coming over them. Well, you know, there was a time that it turned around and they began to amass a huge armada of all kinds of vessels, ships, boats, everything. You know, they made an approach on the beaches of Normandy and all those Utah and all those beaches. You know, the defenses were so strong they could hardly get through, but they made a little hole. They made a hole here and there. They found places where they got footholds. And I want to tell you something. Do you know within like 3 weeks, I can't remember how many, there was, I believe, was it a million? Was it 3 or 4 million men? It was a tremendous army that went in through that so quickly. You know, when we leave an opening and when we allow the enemy an entrance into our life, we don't know how much he's going to bring in. We don't know how much is going to come through. So this morning, the Lord wants us to build. Build our walls strong. Don't leave openings for the enemy. Be honest with the Lord. I was thinking about our convictions that we have. Another thing that we want to build into our life. What kind of convictions do we have? You know, I want to challenge us with a few things. Will the Lord really approve of what we are doing? That's really the test. It's not, is this blatantly wrong? It's really, will the Lord really approve of this? Is this something He'd like for me to do? That's the test we give to things. That's the test, really, that we ought to be going by. Will His blessing fall upon these decisions that we're making? Young folks, make your life like that. When we were young, I decided one thing. I want to make it in. I want to make it at the last day. I want to make it in those gates. I want to make it with the Lord. And so I have tried. And I'm not saying I haven't made my failures. I have tried to make all my decisions with that in mind. How is this going to affect my eternal reward? Is this going to set me up one of these days where it's not really something God approves of, and you know there's going to be a catch to it one of these days, and I'm on dangerous ground here? Your convictions, I want to challenge you to think about them a little bit. Build your life, build your structure, build your home in such a way that it is safe. This is well within what God wants us to do. This pleases the Lord. You know, I think the Lord would be pleased with this. I believe that would be something that would be a blessing. How will it affect those I influence? Is it safe for them? Or does it pose a high danger for them? Maybe I feel like I've just got these little narrow boundaries and I'm going to do these things and I'm going to watch this stuff and, you know, but I'm going to hold this right here. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to try to be careful, even though I know it's pushing the limits. You know what? Let's just build some houses, some spiritual houses that are safe, that are good, that those that we influence are safe if they follow in our footsteps this morning. You know, how will it, or is it, does it hold a high danger for them? You know something else that I think we need to keep in mind when we're considering what kind of convictions we're going to have in life? How does it affect others' confidence in me? Now, I want to ask you something. Does that matter? Does it really matter? I've heard people that is kind of like, well, who cares? I don't care if anybody has, I don't care what they think. This is my life. Is that right? That's not what the Lord taught us. There's a lot of teaching in the Bible about considering our brother and his conscience. Considering that we set a good example. I know we preached a message about that not long ago. But you know, I believe it matters. How does it affect others? How do they, their level of confidence in me? I want to be able to be a help to people. If they don't have confidence in me, I can't be a help to them. But does that matter? Are we really interested in being a help to anybody? Build that into your life. Decide, my life's going to be about doing the will of God. I want to help people make it to heaven. I want to do the work of God in my life. I want to build that into my life. I want that to be a part of my life. You know, this morning there's some good things that we can put in our life. Another thing to consider is, how does it affect my relationship with the Lord? How does my convictions, the things that I go do, the things that I look at, the things that I handle, the places that I go, the words that I say, how does that affect my relationship with the Lord? When we come to the Lord, do we have confidence? Or does our heart condemn us? The Bible speaks of that. That if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Pretty easy to come to the Lord. If you don't have any, Lord, I'm just trying to serve you. I'm trying to do everything I know to please you. You know what? It's pretty easy to come to the Lord. But if we come to the Lord and our heart condemns us, you know, that's a hard place, isn't it? It's something that the Lord wants it to be better than that. Choose the things we do, the things we accept into our lives. Choose them well. Pray about them and think about them, because I will tell you something. Today is today, but there will be 20 years from now too. And things change a lot in 20 years. If we're building in a good way, we're going to live there. We're going to be putting up with that. What kind of choices are we making? In Ephesians 2 and 19, I want to read a little bit more here. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners. Ephesians 2 and 19. But fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. You ever thought about that? That you're not any more strangers and foreigners, but we're fellow citizens. We're all fellow citizens with the household of God. I consider that one of the greatest blessings that we have. Let's read on here. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, how are we built upon the foundation? We're built upon their teachings, by the example of life that they gave us, by the passion they had to do the will of God in their life. We're built, if our life is built upon those things, the very spirit that they worked from, the Spirit of God working through them. You know what? If our life is built on that, there is some real special things God wants to give us. Listen to this. And are built upon the foundation, the teachings, the life of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. You know, we're the temple of God, the Bible says. But you know what else it says? That there's another habitation, and it's the people of God. It's a habitation of all those people of God. It's when we come together. It's when we worship the Lord. It's all of our testimony in the Lord. You know, we're part of a building this morning. Have you ever considered that we are part of a building and we need to fit? We need to fit the place God wants us to fit. I really believe that. Just the place God wants us to fit. That's what we need to fit. Lord, what do you want? How do you want me to be? What place do you want me to fill? You know, it says Jesus Christ himself was the chief cornerstone. The apostles and prophets were laid in there, part of the foundation. And we're part of the building of the walls. We're part of the building of the building. What is our place? Are we just do we consider ourselves a part of God's work? I want to encourage us this morning. Lord, I want to be a part of your building. I want to be, to me, there's many blessings in it. There's just so many blessings. I'll read one more place in Matthew 7 and 22. Now listen to this. Many will say to me in that day. Now we're talking about the fire being tried by fire. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I believe that's going to be critical at the last day. And he goes on to say, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. He says, I'm going to tell you what he's going to be like. This man that hears my words, and he reads my words, he feeds on my words and he does them. I will tell you what he's like, Jesus said. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And everyone, and the rain descended and the floods came. Now here Jesus is, giving us another illustration. Instead of saying it's going to be tried by fire, he says the floods are going to come. And he says here, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Now what he was talking about here was people that we started out with that verse that says that many profess, but they do iniquity in their life. And he said, they're like this one that built his house on the sand. And there's going to be a day that's going to declare it. So this morning, I just want to encourage us. Build good things. Build right on the rock. Build on the sayings of the Lord. Build on what we know that God is. We have seen, we have record of the way the Lord lived. We have record of the way the apostles lived. We have record of their life. Pick it up. Put it in our life. Build on those things. That's our foundation. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Build our lives. Build our homes on that. Make good tracks for us to follow into. And I will tell you who it, what it's going to be like, Jesus said. It's going to be like a wise man. Chose out a good place. He took the dirt away. I'm putting in a little ad lib. He took the dirt away. He got to the rock. He dug down. He built his house real solid. He made sure it was in a good, safe place. He built with good materials. And you know what? The floods came. The winds blew. All those things. And it just stood firm. And I believe the Lord wants us to have a life like that. Why should our life at length be turned down when we get to heaven's door? Or why should our life at one of the tests in life? I don't have anything to boast of, but I trust that the grace of God is going to keep us all the way through. I know He can, and I trust that He will, because it is the grace of God. But I will tell you, without it, and if we haven't built on the grace of God and on those principles and put good things into our life, the day will declare it. There's going to be a day that there's going to be a lot of things happen in our lives. If not before the judgment, at the judgment. But most likely, young folks, I want to remind you of something. There is going to be a day, not so far down the road probably, that you're going to feel the fire. And you're going to feel the flood. And you're going to feel it trying to move you. You're going to feel it trying to wash you away from those things that God blesses. Those convictions that you have had. The enemy wants to do that. I want to tell you the ones that are going to stay. The ones that heard the word of God and put it into their life. When the Lord dealt with them, they moved right into that place. And said, Lord, whatever you want in my life. When the Lord called them, their service. The Lord's going to call us, all of us. He has some work for us to do. And it's different for every person. But He's going to call us. He wants us to be up and doing. He tells us that. Then my passion is, Lord, okay, I want to do Your will. You know what? When we live like that, I believe the Word of God tells us that when those winds come and they threaten to blow our house down and they test our faith and they come against us and they threaten to move us and we feel like, am I going to make it or not? The floods are all around. Am I going to make it? He said that house stood firm. But he said there was one that didn't. And that's the one that when they heard the word of God, they didn't change their life. They didn't look in the mirror of the word and say, yeah, that hit me. Okay, I'm not as honest as I ought to be. I'm going to go back. I'm going to change that. I'm going to repent of that. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to mourn what I've done. And the people that I've wronged are going to know that I mean business, that I'm really sorry that I did wrong. You know, when we live like that, there's a grace and a strength that God brings in our life that, how does the house stand firm? Because God supports it. How does it have the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich? Because God said it to be so. How does the rabbit have the feet that he's got? Because God put it there. God wants to put some things in our life. Let him do it. Let him do it. Open up our hearts to the Lord and say, Lord, I just want to be what you want me to be. I want to face what you want me to face. And I want to move into those places that you can live through my life, that you can be glorified in my life, that you can support me with your grace. Pray for us.